Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. I find inspiration for these podcasts in all types of places, and this week I found it during the second half of a soccer match I was coaching. You see, I coach a girls U14 select soccer team in my hometown of Port Washington. Now, I've been coaching soccer since I was 20 years old, making this probably like my 26th, 27th season of coaching. I've mellowed over the years, and as my old varsity players could tell you, I coached with great enthusiasm and a very loud voice. I've always believed that coaches and their job during practice is to teach, but during the game, it's to motivate and guide, which I do with a lot of vocal strength and enthusiasm. So, in the 18th minute of our second half during match play this week, I had found a moment of great pride and a wonderful reminder of the simple fact that everywhere you look, there is leadership. Now, just a reminder that a leader is anyone who has influence over another person. So today, in the 18th minute of the second half, I turned to Coach Natalie and I said, "Did you just hear that?" What we heard was one player being a leader, and in that moment, while their crazy old coach was on the sidelines loudly encouraging, a player took over, and then another player until the behaviors changed and you could see an energy grow on the field. Now, a little bit about these smart, athletic, and wonderful young women I coach. I call them the squirrels because it rhymes with girls, and 2 years ago it just seemed to feel right. Also, each girl on the team has a nickname which matches who they are, how they act, and it kind of perfectly fits our culture. They're nicknames like Oh, Sunshine, Nope, Killer, Lip, Lenny, Slim, Shorty, Rabbit, Spicy, Muppet, Pooge, G3, Jazzy, Magic, Champ, and Bedazzled. This team has a truly unique culture and a spirit like no other. They're 5th through 8th grade girls, and they play predominantly against girls that are 8th graders and some high schoolers, and they're always much larger. But we play tough, and I believe that toughness comes from how we set the tone, and that is this week's leadership reflection for you. How do you set the tone for your team, your organization, or your classroom, and how are you coaching so that they guide others and carry the energy and zeal through their world? A teacher can inspire others in the classroom to new heights, but when the teacher and the kids work together, and the principal and the staff work together, an energy is created that grows the confidence of others and brings people to whole new levels, heights they didn't know were possible, and more importantly, elevates everyone with them on the journey. I have found in my life that the accomplishments that I'm a part of, as qualified by others, only are satisfying to me when others I serve are successful. When I see them taking risks, when I see them failing and yet continuing, when I see them getting stronger. But I feel at my best when I see others grow and them guide other people on the journey. There are a few other fueling motivators for me than when I see an athlete score, save, defend, or a teacher grow kids or their confidence, a principal develop teachers, or system leaders bringing groups to a whole new height. So the question for leaders is, how are you leading and how do you set the tone? If you ever watch a sporting event and see the team get themselves emotionally charged, you'd see a routine, a language, and a culture, the culture that they have created. Well, I have always believed that a team rises and falls together and that the players, teachers, leaders, kids, administrators, colleagues, they all do the same, up and down together, which is why it is so important to have a language with those you serve and lead amongst. In the classroom, this would be your value statements and assurances that you have for your students, like, we will learn together, we will grow together, we will be safe together, and we will look out for each other. In the workplace, we collaborate for others' success. We will live the mission and drive towards the vision. In your home, this is the idea that everyone understands that every day and every moment they represent themselves and their families. So how do you set the tone in environments in which you serve? Well, I believe that there is power in the number 3 and that each group should have 3 values that drive the work. Many people, too many people, have 30, 40 values. But in the end, I believe that we should focus on 3 things every day. In the organization I serve, we focus on service to students and schools, collaborative leadership, and stewardship, all for the students and systems we work with. In my home, we value learning, service, and humor. So how do you emphasize your core values in your daily work? Do you have three words that describe and set the tone? Well, today I saw the three values of our girls' team come alive in the second half. We value strength, spirit, and heart on our team. And this is reinforced every day at the start and end of every match and at the end of every practice. Here's how it goes. Who's the best team on this field?
Heart!
Who's going to win?
Heart!
Strength of a?
Lion!
Spirit of a?
Pirate!
Heart of a?
Champion!
1, 2, 3!
Heart!
We approach each match just like that, with the strength of a lion, the spirit of a pirate, and the heart of a champion. Each player works each game to get stronger and to be better. Each player plays with spirit, energy, and collaboration. And each game we play with heart, never giving up on ourselves or each other, and never stopping. As leaders, we have an obligation to set and teach expectations. But sometimes, we cannot be the only one. So today, when Killer Carls and Slimmy Holmes started to vocally take over and shout out encouragement, push their teammates with enthusiasm, and coach from the field, well, this old guy got real quiet. And I just began to listen to the language, watch the leadership grow, see the other players respond, and step it up. You see, the other players and those teams that we face are always bigger and stronger. But when the girls on our team, through their peer leadership, create energy, the other team sees stinging electricity and almost are stunned when the tiny but mighty squirrels come at them. The other teams, they're never stronger, never have more spirit, and they certainly can't match our heart. Which is why when I heard the voices of the girls on the field begin to enthusiastically encourage each other, I saw a clear input and a great output. The input was peer leadership. The output was energy. When they stepped up, so too did their teammates. Pure and true leadership is the influence not just on others, but for others. When your language, your actions, and your expectations are played out in schools, systems, businesses, and classrooms, others succeed. You take a back seat, and you see that leadership is truly everywhere, which is awesome. So this week, when you're being a leader, which is every moment of every day, reflect on what three expectations you have and go and look for them. Do you see an action that people are living, modeling, and more importantly, leading those values? Coaching others with enthusiasm creates energy. Peer enthusiasm creates electricity. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe how you will create a core language around what is valued. What three values need to be reinforced, modeled, and coached every day this week? And list ways you've seen others take your energy and create electricity. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, I want to thank you for listening and thank the Well Pennies for their great music. Also, I just need to disclose that this recording was done in a Holiday Inn Express in Verona, Wisconsin, so the quality might not be the best, but the message, I think, is powerful. And last, thank you to the Squirrels, our soccer team. This weekend was a blast watching them play, eat pizza, pound ice cream, intimidate the boys in the pool, and burn their faces using cheap skin mask peel-offs. Most importantly, thank you, Squirrels, for teaching me that you can be champions through effort, champions for each other, and champions in ways never imagined. We might not win every match, but in the end, we have the strength and spirit and heart like no one else. As adults, we spend too much time trying to control kids, and many times, as leaders, we try to control those we are supposed to be serving. So this week, instead of focusing on control, focus on values, and learn, like I did, that under the right conditions and with the right little leaders, anyone, at any age, can change the outcome and be a leader.
There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take me?